Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. Welcome to 2024, everyone. It's so nice to connect with you again. On this week's podcast, I'm going to cover goal setting and what that is and how to be really effective with it, with Reiki as your guide. Over the Christmas holidays, we had a lot of illness here, and in a way, that was a good thing because it was really a chance to be quiet and reset. We had to cancel on some parties and some visits and this sort of thing while we were still contagious. And it was just a bad flu. We tested negatively for COVID. But just the same, it meant for a very quiet family Christmas. My son was home. My daughters were here. So the five of us were here in the house. We adopted a new little dog with Ellie, who I'm sure she'll show up in some of the podcasts at some point. She's out snuggling with my husband today. And so just getting her spayed and getting her integrated into the family. It was a really nice, quiet Christmas time. But what that meant was that I had to cancel my Dream It, Do It goal setting event that I had planned between Christmas and New Year's. And because I don't have another option or another time when I can offer that, I decided to just offer it to everyone for free on my podcast. Obviously, we won't be able to go into as much detail because it's a 3-hour course, but we'll try to cover some of the highlights and really get you started for the new year. Before we begin, I just want to let you know about some of the things that we have coming up at the farm. January 18th, there is a Fredericton SPCA event where we will be talking to you about taking you across the Rainbow Bridge and helping you understand how animals view that, what that's like for them. It's very different than what we think. That'll be followed by a grief healing meditation, a meditation that will really let you walk away lighter and in a different space and understanding the whole process better as well. And then I'll do some live animal communication with some of our deceased loved ones from people in the audience. So do join us if you can. You'll find a link to register for that in our newsletter. Also, on January 20th to 24th, I have a full lineup of Reiki Level 1 and 2 and Master Classes. This would be a great time of year to review if you've already got those classes, but maybe you've never taken them with a licensed teacher. That's why we do them in a 5-day block like that, so that you can upgrade and become a professional member of the Reiki Membership Association, if you'd like to. That's one of the steps in becoming a licensed teacher, if that's on your bucket list at all. And I also have a full lineup in January of Level 1 and 2 and Master Animal Reiki classes. The Level 1 and 2 classes are on the weekend, the weekends for those, and the Master classes are Monday to Wednesday through the week. And those are in the Atlantic time zone, so they work really well for our European students. I'm probably the closest licensed Reiki master teacher to Europe. And so our time zone, it's a little later for you, but our time zone does work out quite well. And then in February 3rd to 4th, there's an animal communication class, and the 5th to 7th is a Karuna Reiki master class. In February and March, I still will put up an RMA class or some classes in the Australian and Asian friendly time zones. And I also want to let you know that in March, for those of you who have studied the Level 1 and 2 Animal Communication class with me, you're welcome to review the February class at half fee, or also a March class, because there are symbols now and attunements, and the course has really evolved lately. And in fact, in March, I will be hosting a master practitioner class for those of you who would like to take your animal communication and become professional animal communicators. That will be on a Monday, March 25th, following the weekend animal communication level one and two class. So, those 3 days, if you're interested in becoming a professional animal communicator, those should set you up nicely, especially if you've already taken the animal communication class. And when you have Reiki, I do find that facilitates the opening of the animal communication easier. It will always open, but it just opens to a greater degree when Reiki is part of the equation or what have you. So I'd love to have you join us for any of those if you wish. And if you are interested in animal communication, but you'd like to take an in-person class, I will be teaching it in person in May at the Northeast Reiki Retreat in Silver Bay, New York. And that is a fantastic retreat. I'll be teaching it the Wednesday and Thursday before the retreat starts Friday evening, or it's Friday at supper time, and goes throughout the weekend. It's just wonderful to get together. So join us for animal communication before the retreat or for the retreat itself. It's really a remarkable time. Also in June, I will be at Omega Institute doing some in-person training, and there's a Reiki conference there that follows. And I may in June, I'm not be helping William teach Karuna Reiki, but the jury's still out on that. So would love to have you join us for any of those things. Unfortunately, I do have to postpone our Reiki business marketing course until the end of April. Just schedules won't allow, but I would love to have you join us if you're still interested in that. April is probably a really great time to dive into it. So would love to have you join us then. So that's just what's coming up in the next little bit. And let's get into the podcast now. So to start, I'd just like to invite you to bring your hands into Gassho with your thumbs at your heart, your hands in prayer position, closing your eyes. Just activating all of your Reiki symbols now and connecting with it. And I'd like you to think that if there were no obstacles at all, what are your dreams? What do you dream of? And it might be useful to take a moment and break down those dreams as to the different areas of your life. What do you dream of in your career? What do you dream of with your home and your family life? What do you dream of with relationships? What are some of your other dreams or goals or accomplishments? Our dreams are the visions that inspire the goals, that inspire the habits, that help it all happen. And so it's important to have a vision. We invite Reiki to wrap around our dreams this year and to assist us in moving them toward goals, toward habits, toward whatever, and bringing in the synchronicities that allow the dreams to happen. We let go of attachment to outcome, I'm willing to let them happen in whatever way is best for us. And so it is. Thank you. Namaste. Go ahead and come back now. And for those of you who are on YouTube, Ellie has decided to join us. So you will get to meet her. This is Ellie that just came into the room. She's fitting in very well with our family. And so, because doesn't everybody need five dogs? I didn't realize that Ellie was one of my goals or one of my dreams, but it turns out that she was, to have a snuggly dog that likes to snuggle all the time and who's crazy in the woods and who will protect you from bears. That's Ellie. So everybody, one of the biggest things about dreams and goals is that we often get them confused. The dream is the vision. It inspires the goals. And so many times we sell ourselves short with dreams. If I think right now, Reiki has helped me accomplish dreams that I didn't even know were possible. If I think of where I am, having written a book, we just found out our podcast was in the top 25% of all podcasts, not all Reiki podcasts, all podcasts. I'm over the moon about that. And I didn't even know starting a podcast was possible for me. I didn't even like the sound of my voice. So Reiki has becoming a licensed teacher. There are so many things that I've been able to accomplish going into politics that I didn't even, they weren't even on my radar. And so one of the things that Reiki can help us do is it can help us dream. And what I'd like you to leave you with is a little bit of an exercise to take away from this podcast. Each morning or evening, whenever you do your Reiki, self-Reiki, as you're doing your self-Reiki, I'd like you to say the following. If there were no limits, what would I dream? What would I do? And think about the different areas of your life, not just one area. That's the big thing that I think helps me be successful, is that I have a dream for my writing. I have, and then goals that follow that. I have a dream and goals for my personal life, my family life. I have dream and goals for my home, my environment, and I have dream and goals for my business. I don't just have one. I do try to keep it very balanced. And so it's really important to start with a dream and then break it down. So think about, what is your dream in those areas? The difference between a goal and a dream is the vision, and the goal is the manageable steps to make the dream happen. The second thing that's really important is to go into the why. Why is that my dream? And if you can take some time and journal, so go ahead and meditate and ask yourself, and you can even just pause this recording if your dreams came through with some form that you can understand when I mentioned it earlier in the invocation. If they didn't, that's okay. Just take a little bit more time with it. This is your life that we're crafting. And over the holidays, my daughter turned me on to a book called 4,000 Weeks. And it's the premise that if we live to be about 80, now I'm going to live to be over 100, so I probably have 6,000 weeks. But if we live to an average age of 80, we only have 4,000 weeks on the planet. And so when you consider that, does it make sense to spend even 1 week, 1 day, 1 hour doing something that doesn't help you accomplish your dreams? To me, no, it doesn't actually. And I realized that as a people pleaser, I often put my schedule aside to help other people, to help accomplish other people's dreams and goals. And while I'm still going to do that, I'm going to do it in a way that aligns with my own dreams and goals. A long time ago, I sat down and figured out my why. Why am I here on the planet? And your dreams are a big part of that. They are your guiding light. They show you why you're here. I realized that My goal, what I wanted to do, was to be helpful to people, to serve people, and to make a difference. That was my main objective, to make a difference. I wanted the world to be different because of the years that I spend here, the 4,000 weeks that I spend here. But I really did have to reevaluate over Christmas, and I am very good at accomplishing my goals. But I got during the was there going to be an election? Wasn't there going to be an election that we went through in October? I have to say, I was a bit burned out at the end of that. And I also, we tend to go into a place of flight, fight, or freeze when we get stressed. And so the stress that caused had me in a place of such overwhelm that I was in freeze mode for much of the end of November and December. When we finally realized that we could stand down, that we didn't have to go into an election, I'm a planner. I had the plans all made. If we had to go into an election, it was looking very imminent. And then when the election wasn't called, as it was suggested or threatened, it was said that it was going to be called by the premier. But when it wasn't called, I got to stand down. And then I had to figure out, okay, what does the long game look like? And I just was so tired from being in that heightened state of adrenaline for such a long time. I couldn't figure it out. And it just put me in a state of absolute overwhelm and freeze mode. The 4,000 hours made me realize that in order to accomplish the things I need to accomplish, I did have to put a few things on hold. So I had to postpone a few classes and slow things down. And then the new year, it really gave me, I always take some time at this time of the year, this first week or two of the new year. And I really think, what do I want 2024 to look like? What do I want to accomplish? And that's what I wanted to pass on to you in this week's podcast. So the other day, I did get a chance to spend that time, and 2024 is looking pretty darn special. And so now that you have an idea of your dreams in these areas of your life, it's time to break them down into goals. But first, what's really important is that quite often we overestimate what we can accomplish in a year and underestimate what we can accomplish in 3 or 5 years. So, one of the things that I do as I'm in the dream stage of planning is that I make a break a page up into 4 segments, and I do my 1 year plan, my 3 year plan, my 5 year plan, and my 10 year plan. And what this helps to do is just solidify that vision. And now it's important to take those dreams and be very realistic about when you can accomplish them. If you need to lose 50 pounds, you're not going to do that in a few weeks. So if you want to start a new business, you may want to give yourself 3 to 6 months just to get it all together, because when you're starting a business, you're bringing form to the formless. And so you can just take and break it down. For instance, when I was going to become a licensed Reiki master teacher, there's a 52-page document of how to apply, and I had to wait a full year after I took some courses before I was even eligible to apply. You have to be a professional member for at least a year. So I used that year to just get each element ready of my application. So take your dream and think about, in those areas of your life, where would you like to be in 1 year, in 3 years, in 5 years, and in 10? And go ahead and turn this off for a little bit until you had a time or a chance to write that down. Welcome back. And so now that you have an idea of where you're going, and please note that you're not locked in. Quite often, what I put in my 10-year plan, I've accomplished by year three, but it's just a good idea to have a rough idea of where you're going. Now it's time to break your dream down into goals. But first, I'd like you to take each dream and take a moment to fill out your why. Now, this is an automatic writing exercise, so go ahead and turn this off again as you write down each dream, and underneath of it, just write in a journal why you want to accomplish that dream, that goal. Your emotions around that dream are an indicator that you're on the right track. When you experience joy, that's because you're on your life purpose or your life path. Just go ahead and take some time and write down your why for each of the dreams. And I'll see you back here in a few minutes. Welcome back once more. So you have your dream and you have your why. And so let's just break that down into some goals within that dream. So if my dream is to be a licensed Reiki master teacher, for instance, my goals might be something like filling out the application, getting all of the requirements in place, sending in my application. I might have a goal of growing my business to, if there's any shortcomings, I might have to learn something. I might have to take some courses. And go ahead with each dream and break that down into some of the parts that you need to do. These are the goals. So my goal within my dream of making a difference in the world, in order to make a difference in the world, I realized that my dream had several components to it. One was to raise a family that was lovely and responsible and beautiful children, and a family where we all got along and this sort of thing. And so those were my goals within that segment of that dream. Another one of my goals was to make a difference to the people of the world. And that's when I began teaching Reiki. And that's why I'm stepping into politics and to make a difference for the environment. These are the goals. And then the goals can be broken down even further. But just go for your bigger goals right now. Just breaking down the parts of your dream. So within that dream, another one of my dreams was, as far as making a difference in the world, was to be a steward of the land that I'm on. So you break down those dreams into some of the goals within that, some of the things that would need to be in place in order for your dream to happen. You don't have to figure out how or why. And make sure, as always, that we're doing all of this within the guidance of Reiki. And so one of the things that I say is, please guide me and heal me so that I may be of greater service to myself and to others. So go ahead and turn this off now and start breaking down that dream. And it's okay. This process can take a few weeks, a few months. You're probably going to have it roughly outlined in a few days, but it can continue to evolve. But go ahead and in those dreams, just break that dream into some of the parts, some of the things that need to be in place in order for that dream to happen. Welcome back once more. Now that you have an idea of your goals, it's time to take out your calendar and it's time to schedule some things. Now, in order for your goals to become a reality, the easiest way to make that happen is to form a habit. Now, I used to be a person who really, you know, who had really long to-do lists and who really structured everything in my schedule. But what I found is that it became much easier to accomplish big goals like writing a book or creating a podcast if I actually had a habit instead, allowed it to form a habit. So for writing my book, I began the habit of writing each morning. And maybe I only wrote for 15 minutes some mornings because that's all the time that I had. But I created a habit. Now, sometimes if you want to accomplish something that's different from the life that you have right now, maybe you're living the dream, and in which case, I'm not sure why you're listening to this podcast. But if you have dreams beyond what you're living right now, there's a good chance that you're going to have to let some things go. And that's really hard because we are very used to the status quo. So I basically take my calendar out and I like to use a weekly calendar. My weekly calendar, for those of you who are watching on YouTube, I'll hold it up. It looks like this. And just take some time with your weekly calendar to figure out where are you spending your time? Do you have to give up? I had to give up a lot of self-care in order to get my book ready. That was just the only place that there was room in my schedule. Since then, I've learned to have more empty space in my schedule and so that I can fit more in. But at that time, if I was going to get the book published, I needed to free up some time, and self-care was one place that I could do that. I had to stop going to yoga classes and some of those things just for a little while in order to get the book written. I had to change my habits around. Some of the habits I didn't wasn't able to watch TV with my husband in the evenings. That time needed to be spent writing and editing and doing all of the various things, and even learning. I needed to learn how to write a book, how to publish a book, how to make the cover, how to do all of the steps that were involved. I took all of the parts of the goals and scheduled them. But before you do that, just have a look at where are you using your time now? You may take the next week or two and really keep track of your time. Where are you spending your time? And then have a look at that and ask yourself, are the places that I'm spending my time, if I only have 4,000 weeks, is that where I want to spend my time? And are they helping me accomplish my dreams and my goals? And if they're not, there are some habits that you might want to kick right to the curb. And there are other habits you might just put aside temporarily. I have to admit, I still haven't got back to yoga since writing my book. Different things have come in and taken the place of that. And I realize that I may never get back to the yoga studio. So I'm attempting this year to bring into my habits just doing daily yoga here in the gym that my son set up for me at Christmas time. So take a look at where you're spending your time. And ask yourself, is that actually moving me in the direction of my dreams? If it's not, then it's time to make some adjustments. You may have a pretty good idea. Take a look at your calendar from last week or the last few weeks, or even some of the time before Christmas, because the last few weeks were not probably your norm. And find out, where are you spending your time and where do you need to free time up? Do you know it is possible to accomplish your dreams on your lunch hour? One of the things that I want to encourage you to do is just spend at least 1 to 4 hours each day working on your dreams. And if that's something that you can schedule, it may only be 1 hour, that's okay. You may only have 20 minutes for each of those areas that I've outlined. That's okay. 20 minutes a day adds up. 20 minutes a day adds up to over 2 hours a week that you're spending working toward your goal. And chances are, even if you do only have 20 minutes, once you get into this new routine, these new habits, you'll find that you do have a little bit of extra time. So once you have done that, one of the things that I do to really make sure that I accomplish my goals is I spend a bit of time thinking about, what does success with this goal look like to me? And then, because it may look very different, success might be $100,000 a year business, or it might be bringing in enough money to pay for my knitting supplies. Like it can be very different. Success used to be losing weight for me. Then it became feeling good. And actually, once I changed my success model so that instead of the numbers on the scale, feeling good was my gauge, I actually started losing weight. So it's funny like that. We do have to let go of attachment to outcome whenever we can, but it is okay to take a few moments and go with each dream and just ask yourself, wow, what would success look like to me? And we're going to go into that in a little more depth in our meditation. But the next thing that I find really helps me accomplish my goal is I tell people. Usually I tell you here on the podcast, hey, I'm going to do this, and then I'm locked into it. When I was ready to start the podcast, it was a very daunting task. And I spent weeks and weeks trying to figure out how to use the technology, how to record it, what platform to put it on, all of this sort of thing. And it still wasn't coming around. But here's the thing. I had said in my newsletter I was going to have a podcast ready for you on September 21st of 2020, I believe it was, 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe it was 2021. I think it was perhaps 2021. That's what it was. So September 21st of 2021, I told you I would have a podcast ready for you with an equinox meditation. That was a meditation that we used to do in person at the farm. That's when I used to hold my Reiki shares. And I decided that I wanted, it might have been 2020, I wanted to offer that to you. But at that time, we were in COVID and in lockdown. And so people weren't able to come to the farm. So that's where the podcast was born. And by telling you that, I'll tell you what, it was actually 2 in the morning on September 22nd before I actually recorded anything. And I don't think I recorded a little intro saying, hey, this is what's coming. And it got a lot of people listened, and it helped me figure out how to put it up on tw the 21st. But it was about 2 in the morning, my time, before I actually managed to get the podcast uploaded, the actual podcast, the recording on the 22nd. But I promised you I would. And so I did. So once you do have these dreams, think of somebody really safe, who's not going to ridicule you, who's not going to tell you that they're impossible, because they're not. The human spirit can accomplish anything that we set our mind to. And when we have Reiki behind it, we're probably going to accomplish so much beyond what you're thinking of right now. But think about somebody who would champion you, who would encourage you, who would say, yeah, he or she is probably going to accomplish that, or you can do it. I'm here for you. And tell a few people that this is what you're going to do. And then that makes it real. And you need to stand up to it. But you've also, it's a good idea to put a date on it. Maybe this part of my dream, maybe part of my dream involves redoing my Reiki classes. Go ahead and search out those classes and book them. Put a date on them. And so go ahead and do that. And then once you have that, it's time to create a habit. And once you've got the timeline and your 1, 3, 5, and 10 year plan, it's an idea. And if you need a little encouragement, one of the things that sometimes holds us up is we think about, this is so much, I don't think I can accomplish it. Take a moment now to sit down and review, what did you accomplish last month? What did you accomplish last year? What have you accomplished in the last 2, 3 years? It's a really good idea to remind yourself how far you've come, how much you've accomplished. If you need that to bolster your confidence and your courage to step forward, that's a very powerful exercise. I do it at the end of every month, and I do it at the end of every year. I sit down and figure out what I've accomplished. And that really bolsters me going into the next month. You always have accomplished a lot more than you think. Quite often, human nature says, goes into what you haven't accomplished or what you haven't done. Take a moment right now. You can turn this off if you'd like, and write down all the things you accomplished last month, last quarter, last year. And now it's time to form a habit. So the first part of the habit for me is I have a little goals journal. And in that goals journal, I now break up those bigger goals into what I want to accomplish in January, in February, and in March. And I usually only go about a quarter at a time, 12 weeks at a time. That's going beyond that because things can get off track. So think to yourself, what of these goals do I want to accomplish in the next 12 weeks? And you can, if you do it this way, you can get more done in 12 weeks than you do in the whole year. And again, remembering that you don't want to spend time doing things that aren't important to you. So looking through your schedule, maybe getting rid of things that you've been doing that aren't furthering your goals, things that maybe are furthering other people's goals, but not your own. And then once I have my goals for January written down, I might think about my goals for February. I do just put them on a separate piece of paper, and I don't put them in my goal journal until the month, but I do sit down and figure out, like, what can I accomplish in of these goals in the next
realistically in the next 12 weeks. And once I have that done, I break it down. So then what am I going to work on in January? Once I have that done, I take out my weekly calendar and I start scheduling things. But here's something I want to let you know. Before I schedule my work, I schedule downtime. Okay. The first thing I schedule is I schedule my Reiki classes for the year. Once those are scheduled, I schedule my self-care, things like my massages, my hair appointments, getting my nails done if I'm going to do that. I schedule vacations. So I sit down and think of all of the things that are going to be important to fill me, because that makes me a better Reiki practitioner. And you know that expression, like all work and no play, it's very important to schedule that time for yourself. It's going to make you much more productive in your working time. And once I have my downtime scheduled, and that includes, I usually spend an hour and a half every morning going for a walk with the dogs, writing in my journal, getting a nice breakfast, working out in the gym. So 1 to 2 hours, usually between 1 and 2 hours, that's just my time. That's for me. Once that's scheduled, once my appointments for myself are scheduled, once my vacations are scheduled for the year, then I begin filling in the time that I will spend on my goals. One of the things I realized with politics is that I was overwhelmed because the other things that I'm working on, course creation, another book, working with the ICRT, these are all things that I've done before, my classes. So I know what they look like. I know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing with politics. And while I'm learning, I don't know what it looks like going forward. I don't know what I need to do. So I made a decision that I'm not getting enough done with regard to politics, at least in that little burnout phase after we were in a place of adrenaline for 6 or 8 weeks. And so I made a decision that going forward, I'm going to spend 1 hour every day working on Green Party stuff. And the hour that works really well for me most days is between 4 and 5 p.m. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm even going to see if I can schedule meetings with my team in that time frame. There are some days when, like Wednesdays, I'm going to move it later to 6 p.m. and hopefully, or 5:30 p.m. and hopefully be able to schedule meetings with my team at that time. Some of them will just be driving home from work, but that's okay. That might be a great time to have a meeting with the team. And so the consistency is really the thing. Now, I actually have an app that I use called Focus Keeper, and it's just a free app, and it's a timer, a 25-minute timer. And one of the things that I try to do is not schedule my whole day. I try to schedule one thing each day. So in my calendar, I have room for one thing for the four key areas, the four goals and that I'm working to accomplish right now in the four areas of my life, the goals that I'm working to accomplish. And so each day I do one thing for each of those goals. Now it might only be 25 minutes, or I might schedule myself an hour, but there is a theory that if you can sit down and work at something for 25 minutes, then take a 5-minute break. I think it's called the Pomodoro technique. And then work for another 25 minutes and another 5-minute break, that you can do this for about 2 hours. And then it's important to take a longer break. So my goal is to spend 2 to 4 hours each day just on one thing. And sometimes I don't get 2 to 4 hours. Sometimes I only get an hour. That's okay. I still try to break that hour up so that I'm doing one thing in each area each day. And when I can't, that's all right. I just choose the one area that needs the most attention and do that one thing. And every once in a while, there's room in my schedule where I can block off 3 or 4 hours to work on a specific project, but I don't get those very often. I realize that I may have to get up at 5 in the morning to get my 2 hours of downtime, of self time each day for exercise and for the dogs. and then still have time to write. Those are my goals for the year, to spend time writing and in course creation, to spend time with my business, to spend time with the Green Party. Those are the three main areas that, and then I've got the North Road rental business that I'm going to fit in around that. So those are the three areas that I really want to spend my time developing this year. And that's where I'm going to do it. So I hope this gives you a couple of ideas or a few ways that you can set your goals. I do want to...
Okay. I found this on the web for ideas or a few ways that you can. Check it out.
Oh, Siri. And there is one thing I do want to bring up, and that is divine timing. Quite often your dreams are something that are unformed. You're bringing form to the formless. You're creating something that hasn't existed before. And so it's very important to allow Reiki to lead you in the timing. I realized that I was becoming very frustrated with myself because I wasn't accomplishing all of the things on my to-do list each day. And yet when I look back in my to-do list calendar, I realized that within the week I had accomplished them. I was just trying to push too much into one day. And so there's this concept of divine timing, that when you are bringing form to the formless, sometimes it takes a bit of time to come in. And sometimes it's that, and oftentimes it's the unproductive time, the time that you spend on vacation, on walks with the dogs, doing self-care. That's when your best ideas come together. That's when it all moves together. So that's why that downtime, that self-care, is so very important. Try to schedule some self-care every week, a date with yourself, a date with your husband or with good friends, but something for you every week, because that's when it comes together. It's on my walks that I get my best ideas and come back and write them into a book or into a manual or a new exercise or a new meditation for my podcast, those sorts of things. Once you get used to scheduling your time, these working on your dreams becomes a habit, and you will accomplish so very much. So to end today, I'd like to lead you in a brief meditation that takes you into accomplishing your goals. And so in our meditation today, we're going to empower just one of those goals within one of those dreams. You can revisit this at any time, but for now, I'd just like you to think about one goal within one dream. Go ahead and close your eyes and bring your hands together in Gassho, asking Reiki to guide you and guide this entire process and guide you in accomplishing this goal. And place your hands comfortably on your body and imagine that there's a beautiful bridge of light in front of you, the distance symbol. And across that bridge, you know that you're going to visit a future self that has already accomplished this goal. Maybe that future self is living part of your dream, or maybe it's still in process. But in any event, I invite you to imagine walking across this bridge of light. And on the other side of the bridge is a door. When you open the door, you're visiting your future self, the one who has accomplished the goal. What do you notice about your future self? What are they wearing? What are they doing? Who and what are around them? I invite you to imagine that there's a calendar on the desk or a wall nearby, and look at the calendar to see what month and year the calendar is. And understand that at this point, you will have accomplished your goal. Walk over to your future self. What is your future self wearing? Notice that there's a bench nearby and go down and go over and sit down on the bench with your future self. And ask your future self, how did we accomplish this? When did we accomplish this? And how does it feel? And any other questions that you may have of your future self. Ask your future self if they have any advice for you. Any words of wisdom? And if it feels right for you, let your future self know how proud you are of them and all that they've accomplished. And you might give them a hug and even ask if you can merge with them to see what it feels like to have accomplished this goal. And if they're still working toward the dream, you can let them know that you'll send them Reiki and wish them the best. And they smile and let you know that they're sending you Reiki. When it feels right, you can separate from your future self and say thank you to them for taking the time to spend with you today. But bring the feeling of that success back with you. Bring the knowledge and the feeling back with you that you have been successful. You will be successful. You can look back and thank them once more. Let them know that you'll revisit them again. At another time. Looking at another goal. Step back through the door and cross the bridge back into where you are today, but bringing with you that certainty that your goal will be accomplished in divine time. I wish you the very best that 2024 has to offer. I think it's going to be a huge year for all of us and a huge year for the accomplishment of humanity, actually. Huge year for the collective consciousness and for humanity. With much love to you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for using Reiki to activate your goals. And just remember that as you do your Reiki sessions, you can ask Reiki to guide you and heal you. Please guide me and heal me so that I may be of greater service to myself and to others. And then go ahead and spread more love and light in the world. You're so appreciated. Aho. Thank you. Namaste.